Cities might devise many plans to help increase commerce and spur business growth. Bringing a trial to your town would seem to be an odd choice, but nearly a century ago, that's exactly what this town did. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
The Great Depression engulfed the nation during the 1930s. For portions of eastern Tennessee, though, the Depression arrived a decade earlier.
In 1925, Dayton was in its own depression. The Great Depression, of course, came along 4 or 5 years later, but the Cumberland Coal and Iron Company had collapsed, the biggest employer in town, and the economy had not recovered from that.
Tom Davis shares the story from Dayton, Tennessee, about a half hour north of Chattanooga. In May of 1925, a local newspaper ran an ad that intrigued the city fathers.
The Chattanooga Daily Times printed a notice from the American Civil Liberties Union that the ACLU was looking for a teacher to volunteer to test Tennessee's new anti-evolution law, the Butler Act.
The town's leaders thought a high-profile trial in their town would be a way to attract publicity and commerce, helping lift the area from its economic depression. But to get the event, they'd need someone to go on trial for teaching evolution.
The biology teacher at the high school decided that he didn't want any part of this. So their next thought was, okay, a science teacher. Let's talk to this young kid, Scopes. Well, John Scopes was from Paducah, Kentucky. He had been hired almost at the last minute the previous fall.
And he was hired more to coach sports than to teach science classes. But as a young, out-of-state teacher, he had little to lose from being a part of a test case. He agreed to the plan and said he had taught evolution, although it's doubtful he ever did. Within 2 months, the town not only had their case, they also had more attention than any other place in the world. The story of the Scopes trial continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Dayton, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.